Well, if you like Humble Beginnings, a David and Goliath story and big dreams, this next story might be for you. And if you also love Bitcoin and that community there, then dare I say it could be the top sports story to watch in 2022. That's because Bitcoin investor and podcast host Peter McCormick made a big splash when he announced he would be buying his hometown soccer club, Bedford FC, with the hope of attracting international support sponsors and fans to get them all the way up to the Premier League. And for more on that, very happy to welcome into the program the chairman of the new Real Bedford FC, Peter McCormick, joins us here alongside Yahoo Finance's crypto reporter, David Hollerith. And Peter, appreciate you joining us here. You're talking to a Brighton and Hove Albion fan here, so I know what it feels like to get promoted all the way up to the big leagues. But you're not going just one rung. You're looking to go nine, basically. So explain to me what prompted the move to buy the team.
Well, I've always wanted to buy a local club where I live in Bedford. We don't really have a big local club. All the kids, when you grow up, you support Man U or Liverpool or Chelsea. Some people support Luton. I don't really have an affinity with that town. I've always just wanted to buy a local club and try and get them in the Football League. We've never had a team where I'm from in Bedford in the Football League. So that was the goal. That was the original goal. And then I met with some investors to talk about it, and they said, well, what would it take to get them in the Premier League? I was like, well, I think it would take X, and I gave them a plan, and they said, okay, well, we'll go away and think about it. So it really just snowballed from there. But like the real plan now is just to create a sustainable club and try and get them in the Football League. Ideas of the Premier League, I think, they're a long way away right now.
Yeah, and Peter, it seems like a lot of your strategy hinges on, I think you described it as using Bitcoin as leverage. Can you sort of explain what that means? You're not actually using leverage for Bitcoin, but...
Well, yes and no. I mean, when I talk about using Bitcoin as leverage, there's two different things here. There's me leveraging my position in the Bitcoin community to make this work. So most football clubs, their ability to generate revenues based on the catchment area of their club. So if they're a small local club, they've maybe got a catchment area of 5 miles where they can get people to come to the ground, pay for a ticket, buy a burger, and maybe buy a shirt. So they kind of get by on very kind of tight margins. My leverage is I have a Bitcoin podcast, which quite a few people listen to around the world who want to get behind Bitcoin projects. You know, when MicroStrategy became a Bitcoin company, everyone started rooting for them. And when El Salvador became a Bitcoin country, they started rooting for them. So now I've created the Bitcoin Club. They're going to root for them. And, you know, I have a limit to how much revenue I can drive from local fans, but I can drive a massive amount of revenue from international sponsors and international fans. And I've already registered over 50 supporters clubs from New Zealand to Uganda to Chile to all across the US, and that will help me drive revenue, which I can then leverage to build a club that can go up through the leagues. I think longer term, if we ever wanted to try and make it into the big leagues, I think the only way we'd ever have a chance of doing that is by operating with a Bitcoin standard and taking that low time preference on our investments.
Peter, I think there's no question that you've got the Bitcoin community behind you. You've got a huge following on Twitter. Obviously, you can raise the revenue, as you highlighted, through crypto. But in sports, at the end of the day, you have to win. So how do you use your position right now, raise the revenue so you can get in on some of these big name players to essentially win and move up the ladder?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easier the lower down you are because the players are not really paid particularly much. So at the moment, no one in our team is paid, and we're out there with a budget to try and sign some players. So we can sign players from one, two divisions above us. My revenue model for this first year looks like we will hit around 1.5 million, which is essentially the revenue of a League Two club. I mean, that's a team that would be six divisions above us who have games on the TV. So we have the budget to go out and sign the players, but you can't just do it just by signing players. You have to create the right culture around the club. And what I've said to everyone involved is that we are not a crypto club. This isn't about us getting people to buy cryptocurrencies or NFTs or any of that nonsense. What we are is we're a football club that will run a professional business. And with that, we'll have the revenue to sign the best players, to implement the best facilities, to give the best equipment to the players. Little things like at the moment, some of our players, they have to drive to their away games for next season. I'd like to have a coach so they all travel as a team. They all have the right same tracksuits. They all have the right equipment. That the management team have the right reporting and analysis. That we have a groundsman to work on the ground. All these little things that the club couldn't afford before. Now, because I've sold £500,000 of sponsorships in the first week, we can afford all these things that help us get the best players, but also put in the right things in place to have that culture of winning.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, I was saying this yesterday. I think this most exciting piece of crypto now as we move forward is what the communities that have kind of this togetherness, what they want to do with it. And I think just to hit the point again, you know, as much money as you have to work with here, you're also pretty intent on keeping the local culture there as well, making games free for fans who are Bedford residents. I'm not entirely sure if this plan would work if it wasn't someone who kind of understood the hometown and was building it out with that in mind. So, I mean, why is that so important for you, where it might not have been for maybe other prospective buyers?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that for me are lucky that have converged at once. But look, I'm from Bedford. I've lived here my whole life. You know, I understand British football. I mean, I don't understand non-league football enough, and I'm learning about that. And I've got people in now who are helping me with that. I'm not going to pretend I know that. But I do understand British football. I love football. You know, I'm going to games all the time. I go and watch England. I go and watch Liverpool. I go to London games. I go to as much football as I can. But I also understand my town. The Bedford is an area that is, you know, is fairly deprived. It really hasn't seen any major growth apart from people moving back from London who can afford to buy a bigger house and pushed up the house prices. You know, we haven't had a lot going for it. And I was like, what's the one thing I can do to this town? Well, I've got a Bitcoin community of these crazy 100 million Bitcoin holders around the world who will get behind a project. And if I can get them behind this, then we can create some success in the town with a football team. We can create a league club and we can just do something that'll be cool for the town. So that's something I can do. But the reality is, this isn't like Ryan Reynolds, whereby it's about making a TV show and in a couple of years I might be bored. I've lived here my whole life. I will probably live here my whole life. This is something that's really important for me in the town I live in. Like my mum, she died a few years ago, but she worked at Bedford Hospital. That was the thing she did for the community. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad worked at the airport in Luton. This is the one thing I can do for the town is try and bring some opportunity via football.
Yeah, and Peter, you know, given your strategy, it does sound like it will be susceptible to sort of the, you know, the volatility of Bitcoin in over the short term. So I was just curious, have you sort of thought about, you know, how the club might be impacted during sort of bearish periods or just periods where cryptocurrency or Bitcoin isn't trading as high?
Yeah, actually, I don't think we are susceptible to short-term volatility of the Bitcoin price. One of the things that's really important is that this project is not based on the success of Bitcoin. This project is based on the success of us running it as a business. I've run a podcast during a bear market, and I was able to grow my revenues because I was able to grow my audience, and I have a good sales relationship with my sponsors. I can do the same with this. So sponsors will continue to invest and sponsor this club as long as we deliver, whether that's bull or bear market. In terms of streaming games or selling merchandise, again, I think that commercial strategy works whether or not we're in a bear market, because the fans will want to buy merchandise. The only thing that would ever affect us in terms of the Bitcoin price is that our treasury is something that we will use for investment. But most football clubs, they tend to operate on a year-by-year strategy. It's like, crap, how much money can we get in this year for next year? We don't have to do that. We have a low time preference. Our strategy is based on four-year cycles, what we'll be investing in the team and the ground. So actually, we are not subject to the short-term price fluctuations in Bitcoin at all. We're actually completely separated from that, which is really important for me, because I don't want people looking at this some like weird crypto project that's like some flash in the pan idea. It's not a crypto project. It's a business and it's a football project. We just operate with a Bitcoin standard.